This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Shrestha with the news, the headlines first. Rashtriya Swatantra Party chairperson Ravi Lami Chane returns home after completing a 5-day visit to India. Foreign Minister Sushil Khanal in New Delhi for 3-day official visit to India. Task force formed by the government calls for suggestions on measures to reduce damage caused by monkeys and other wildlife and on related policy reforms. Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration urges civil servants who have remained out of contact even after the expiry of their leave to report on duty within 3 days, warns of disciplinary action in case of failure, and Xi Jinping to meet Kim Jong-un in rare visit to North Korea. Now the news in detail. Rashtriya Swatantra Party chair Ravi Lami Chane returned home today after completing a 5-day visit to India. Speaking at a press conference at Tribhuvan International Airport upon his arrival, Lami Chane said discussions held during the visit, which took place at the invitation of India's Bharatiya Janata Party BJP, were conducted in a transparent and clear manner. Lami Chane said he had presented a clear framework outlining Nepal's priorities ranging from connectivity to religious tourism and the benefits of the country expects from its relations with India. He also said that border-related issues should be resolved in a smooth manner through diplomatic channels. He urged people to understand diplomatic matters in a responsible and sensitive way. Foreign Minister Sushil Khanal has reached New Delhi today on a 3-day official visit at friendly invitation of the Indian Minister of External Affairs, Dr. S. Jaishankar. Minister Khanal was received by Nepal's Charge of Affairs to India, Dr. Surendra Thapa, and additional secretary at the Indian Ministry of External Affairs, Munu Mahawar, at Indira Gandhi International Airport in New Delhi. Minister Khanal had left for New Delhi on Friday afternoon. During his visit, the minister is scheduled to hold an official dialogue with his Indian counterpart, Dr. Jaishankar, according to the foreign ministry. Issues in the list for discussions are bilateral trade, investment, connectivity, energy, and people-to-people relations. The foreign minister is returning home on the 7th of June. The government has begun collecting suggestions from the public on ways to control the damage caused by monkeys and other wild animals to agricultural crops. The Human Wildlife Conflict Management Technical Task Force, formed under the Ministry of Agriculture, Forest and Environment, has requested the public to submit suggestions on the issue within 15 days. The task force has sought suggestions from the public and experts on reducing damage caused by wildlife such as monkeys, wild boars, nilgai and porcupines, along with related policy reforms. Member Sheila Gewali said practical solutions will be developed based on inputs from farmers, local governments, agencies and experts. Suggestions can be submitted via the task force secretariat, ministry website, email or QR code. The Ministry of Land Management, Cooperatives and Federal Affairs and General Administration has warned civil servants who remain out of contact to report to duty within the next 3 days, stating that the disciplinary action will be initiated against those who fail to do so. In a notice issued today, the ministry directed employees whose records relating to study leave and extraordinary leave have not been updated at the Department of National Personal Records Civil to ensure that their records are updated within 3 days. The notice has asked ministries, commissions, secretariats and central offices to coordinate with the Department of National Personal Records Civil to verify details of employees who were granted study or extraordinary leave, including whether they returned to duty after their leave ended, and to update the records within 3 days. The Ministry of Communications and Information has formed a committee to investigate alleged financial irregularities, procedural weakness and violations of financial discipline at Public Service Broadcasting Nepal. The committee, led by Engineer Dr. Abhas Maske, was formed based on complaints received by various agencies, reports of the Office of the Auditor General and issues of public concern. Members include Umesh Rupa Kheti, Tikaram Karki and Nabin Kumar Mishra. According to the ministry, questions have been raised over satellite service agreements signed with foreign providers since 2002, including decisions related to channel expansion, upgrades from SD to HD broadcasting, supplementary agreements, and equipment procurement. The committee has been tasked with reviewing past satellite service and procurement agreements and submitting recommendations within 21 days. The government has formed a committee to carry out a detailed investigation into the issues of the confiscation of 779 electric vehicles from different places on suspicion of revenue evasion. The Joint Probe Committee was formed, comprising representatives of the Finance Ministry, Department of Customs, Nepal Police and Armed Police Force Nepal, at the special direction of the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. Dipal Dahal, press and research expert to Prime Minister Balendra Shah, said, "Legal process has been forwarded by forming an investigation committee immediately, as the government is vigilant on the matters of good governance and revenue protection. The committee has started an investigation in a rapid way, reaching the sites from where the vehicles were seized." This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break. Bides gaye pari chinta ki na garde, Nepal Telecom ko international roaming lene. Jaha bhaye pari paunu hos hami sangai, call gardus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajile. Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14*#dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknuhuncha. Nepal Telecom, rashtrako sanchar. Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Speakers at a program marking World Environment Day today stressed that development efforts should be sustainable and climate-friendly in view of the growing impacts of climate change. They emphasized the need to advance environmental conservation and economic prosperity together and highlighted the importance of nature-friendly development for a prosperous future. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now, on to some international news update. China's President Xi Jinping will meet Kim Jong-un next week in a trip to North Korea in his first visit in nearly 7 years, according to both countries' state media. According to the BBC, Xi will be in North Korea from the 8th to the 9th of June at Kim's invitation. Xi last visited Pyongyang in 2019. The visit comes weeks after Xi received U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Beijing, two countries that loom large over Pyongyang's foreign policy. China is a key economic and political partner of North Korea, which is under international sanctions over its nuclear program and alleged human rights violations. The two countries share a 1,400-kilometer border and a mutual defense pact, the only one China has, pledging support if either is attacked. This year marks the 65th anniversary of the treaty. Ukraine says it has struck 5 ships carrying illegal cargo in the Sea of Azov and in coastal waters of Russian-occupied territories. The BBC cited the Ukrainian drone forces commanders as saying the vessels were involved in stealing Ukrainian grain as well as transferring military cargo and fuel. The strikes come as Russian President Vladimir Putin prepares to speak at a major economic event in St. Petersburg, and a day after Ukraine's President Zelensky offered face-to-face talks with the Russian leader on ending the war. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy over Koshi, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarshan provinces, as well as the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, while partly cloudy over the remaining areas. There is also a possibility of moderate rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in Koshi, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarshan provinces, and at 1 to 2 places in the remaining provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Rashtriya Swatantra Party chairperson Ravi Lamichhane returns home after completing a 5-day visit to India. Foreign Minister Shishir Karnal in New Delhi for 3-day official visit to India. task force formed by the government calls for suggestions on measures to reduce damage caused by monkeys and other wildlife and on related policy reforms. Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration urges civil servants who have remained out of contact even after the expiry of their leave to report to duty within 3 days, warns of disciplinary action in case of failure, and Xi Jinping to meet Kim Jong-un in rare visit to North Korea. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.